From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. Iraqi forces have pushed deeper into the heart of Mosul in their fight to retake it from Islamic State militants. One Baghdad commander says 65 to 70% of Mosul's old city has been liberated. Correspondent Heather Murdoch is in the old city. VOA spoke with her just a short time ago, and she described what life has been like for those civilians trapped within the city by ISIS.
Islamic State militants are saying to people, we are going to die here, and you're going to die too. Either if you try to run, we will kill you. If you stay, you'll die in an airstrike. So when people run right now, they say they were running because it was their only chance of survival.
The military reports that Iraqi troops have captured Mosul's Al-Faruq neighborhood on the northwestern side of the old city. A woman wailing in Pakistan. She's at a funeral of a loved one today. It was an announcement yesterday over a mosque's loudspeaker that an overturned tanker trailer had sprung a leak, sending scores of villagers racing to the scene to gather spilled fuel. And then the wreck exploded, engulfing people in nearby vehicles. Officials say more than 150 men, women, and children were killed on Sunday, as well as more than 100 people injured in the explosion outside the town of Bahawalpur, and many of them are in critical condition. Mohammed Rafiq is a villager. He says, our whole area is saddened, crying. No one celebrated Eid. We are mourning. Many families have lost their sons. Their bodies have been burnt. They can't be identified. What can we do? We are devastated. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif cut short a trip abroad and was in Bahawalpur on Monday, where he consoled the family.